Welcome to the undisputed podcast of the world.
Ding, 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 ding. Ding.
Back in your ear holes, and it is Money in the Bank Sunday. I am the one and only Trebuchet. I'm getting one step closer to your brain. How's it going, guys?
Going not too bad.
It's all right.
Any day is a great day with a belt.
To my right, the returning Showtime Schultz. How's it going, bud?
Oh, it's going all right. It's hot as hell outside, but I'm wearing a Nexus shirt because you're either Nexus or you're against us.
Yes,
but it's black and I'm sweating. I'm sweating like Mark Henry sweats. See?
So you're down to the ring and you're already
yeah.
Okay. Mark Henry or Mizark Henry?
Mark Henry.
Yeah, we're not talking. We're not talking about X-Pac.
Let's not start trashing X-Pac. This
I like X-Pac.
Far into the podcast already.
Yeah. Jeez. Just started.
Let it develop. Directly behind him, the Ryback. How you doing, bud?
Not bad. Because last night I got to watch Velveeta Dream dress as Hulk Hogan. What? Yeah, it was amazing.
Did they play the real American?
They just want Velveeta now.
No, they did not. No.
But Velveteen Dream is amazing.
Gotcha.
You definitely said Velveeta Dream.
I know. I'm like, I'm thinking cheese. Do we have a sponsor that I don't know about? I would love that.
There's a podcast I used to listen to that referred to him as Velveeta Dream.
Either way, I want cheese now.
Yeah. Well, the New Day has pancakes. We're hoping to get macaroni. Or shells and cheese. Shells and cheese.
Well, because IHOP doesn't have them anymore. Hey-o!
IHOP.
But next to the Ryback, we got Robert Air Force in his house. Very styling and profiling. Too sweet over here. Too sweet. He's
feeling
all up
pretty
in
phenomenal.
There. You're in the phenomenal gear. It's true. Repping the gloves. Across from him, playing secretary today, the returning Nate Yard Dog, NYD. 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 How's it going?
My nipples itch again.
And you can't get that anywhere else, I guarantee it.
I sure can get itchy nipples a few places.
Okay. And with that, the champion of this show is Cody Jones back here.
Yeah, it is!
Hulk joking is back. He's got the mustache back.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny he's wearing that Kirby shirt because he sucks.
He blows too.
Did you just ooh him saying that Goat sucks? You should stay away from Fulton Street Wednesday when we roast Trebuchet.
Oh, that's happening. It's going down.
The jokes will be a lot meaner than that Goat sucks.
The jokes will be on me. I'm gonna cry. I'm gonna get drunk, and then I'm gonna cry again in that order. So it's must see TV. Check that out. We're going to broadcast that on GRTV as well.
Me hearing that Conor the Crusher speech in the Hall of Fame a few years ago. I cried, I got drunk, and I cried some more.
Yep. But I signed on to this because I really just like hearing people say my name. Like, whether it's in vain or not, so long as they're saying the words Trebuchet, it's great. Right. That's all.
So any publicity is good publicity.
Damn right.
First order of business. I missed the past couple episodes because you do it on Tuesdays, and Tuesdays did not work well for me. But I listened to Raw Rebuild, and I liked everything I heard, pretty much. It was a great plan. With a great plan. People who didn't see it.
Nobody saw it.
It's
a listening show.
Saw it and then clicked on it and then listened to it.
I guess you can see it. It's just one graphic.
No problem.
It's just a microphone hovering above a wrestling ring and it says Undisputed Podcast.
You can watch it. It's fun to look at.
But broke bitches ask me for rent money, it gets me pissed off. So this is going to be a fun podcast.
It's hard out here for a pimp, everybody. That's what Nate Yard Dog is saying.
I like your angle with Roman Reigns like a lot. I think that would help out a lot. I liked the women's aspect you did. Mm-hmm. I like keeping Seth with the belt, and then you get like Seth and Roman like champion versus champion debate tension. I like that. It was a really good episode. So listen to it, everyone.
Listen to it. It's out there. I'm gonna start calling you the Dog Father because you're acting like you're pimping out here, and
you got
the hoe train aboard. And he's like, I hate when my hoes ask me for money.
The Dog Father, I like that.
The Dog Father.
I like that.
Well, especially when this hoe owes me $50 and she's asking me for 40 more.
All right, let's
holla if you hear me.
Let's try to curtail the calling people hoes. Say that for Wednesday.
where everybody would be calling this hoe a hoe.
In the past 2 weeks, she's shown me 3 different wedding rings.
That's weird.
We're gonna put this conversation behind the paywall,
and we're coming. We're bringing it back. We're bringing it back to Roman Reigns kicking some ass.
Remember, this is a 30-match card, so we better
get going here.
All right, look, Money in the Bank is today, and we got some matches here, right?
I heard that there will be matches.
Yeah, and what's the first one here on the pre-show?
On the pre-show, we have ourselves the Bludgeon Brothers, your current SmackDown Tag Team Champions, versus Gallows and Anderson for said championship.
Too sweet, me bro.
Too sweet.
Give me the Good Brothers right out of the gate. Yes. I do not.
Good Brothers.
I just freaking.
This is just for a bonus point, correct?
Yes. We're not
counting. Now, when you say.
Tiebreaker. That's it.
Now, when you say the Good Brothers, is that the ones that are actually called brothers, or
the Good Brothers are the club? Yes. They call themselves that.
Yes.
So Gallows and Anderson.
Gallows and Anderson are a couple of Good Brothers. AJ Styles is a Good Brother. The Young Bucks are a couple of Good Brothers. Just
bring back the Young Bucks. Hashtag Robert
Finn Balor.
Yeah.
You know, you guys know who I'm talking about.
That was Trebuchet. Showtime.
I got the Bludgeon Brothers.
That's probably the wise pick, but I don't care because it's just for a bonus point.
B&B.
I have the Bludgeon Brothers as well.
That's a lot of bludgeon up in here.
Bludgeon and
Mr. RAF?
Yeah, the wise pick would be to go with the Bludgeon Brothers. But, you know, let's go with the Good Brothers to hopefully get the titles off of them nerds.
Oh man, if we start here, you gotta count it down, Robert.
Yeah, you gotta give me a warning.
Oh yeah, you gotta be all like, they're gonna win because the Bludgeon Brothers are a couple of wait for it, nerds.
That's how it's done.
Yes,
that is how it's done.
I am Trebuchet. This is what I do.
And we're going with Gallows and Anderson.
Oh, the dog father's flipping a coin over here. He's
gotcha.
Just turning into Two-Face.
Which is better than the coins he's getting from his roommate.
Oh! Hey!
That hurt me a little inside. And next up, we got ourselves AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura.
The last man standing
match for the WWE Championship. Your current champion is AJ Styles. Mr. Trebuchet.
Taking the phenomenal one, AJ Styles. Because I really want this feud to be over with.
I also will take AJ Styles. Although I don't know what they're going to do with Shinsuke if he loses.
I got Shinsuke.
Is he done officially?
If Shinsuke, so I said last pay-per-view.
Yep.
If Shinsuke took a loss,
yes,
he was finished.
Yeah, they had a double nut shot.
If anything happens but Shinsuke wins, Shinsuke's done.
Gotcha.
I gave him that mulligan because I figured that we'd have
this. Nakamura.
I figured that was coming.
I'm just being a fan here. I'm clapping as well.
Going with the phenomenal one.
And my lucky coin said AJ Styles. Next up, we got ourselves for the singles match for the WWE Raw Women's Championship. Nia Jax, your returning champion, against Rowdy Ronda Rousey.
Are you looking at me? I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm doing exactly what Chad's saying right here because he's been calling it for weeks, and that's what I want.
So what is
calling Natalya is screwing Ronda here.
Okay, so but for the sake of this, I'm picking Nia as the. Sorry, I lied. I told a lie. I'm picking Ronda as the winner.
Yep.
But if somehow the match ends in a non-finish, it doesn't count. So Ronda's who I'm picking as the winner because I don't see her taking a loss to Nia. If she's losing to anybody, it's in some kind of a non-finish.
Yeah, standing ten count or
disqualification. Or someone cashing in and the match would then go to a no contest.
Yeah, absolutely. But screw job Natalya is what I'm going with here.
I'm in the same spot I'm in.
Yeah. So I had to defer on that one. So
too dank, me bro.
Too dank. Trending time, everybody. Run wild.
Ronda wins because of DQ from Natalya.
But that means she doesn't get the championship.
She still wins the match.
She still wins the match.
Cody Jones, I need a commissioner decision here.
Sure.
In the past, what we normally do in those particular matches, when someone wins but the belt does not change hands, it's only worth 1 point rather than the full two. Or are we still doing that?
I've never seen that since I've been here.
No, that's how it's been.
Has that always been?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Learning new things every day.
So you can't get 2 points.
We need to get a rule book going here. That's what I'm learning.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if Ronda wins but doesn't get the belt, you only get 1 point.
Sure.
Yeah. We got it.
Yeah.
We got it. It's going to be an important point right there.
Wins.
Cody Goats?
This is tricky.
I feel like this is clearly trickier than I thought.
I would like to apologize to all the people listening at home for all the table bumps. It's going to be, I want to hear that in somebody's ears.
I mean, there'll be a lot of ladder bumps. I'm going to apologize.
Yes! That's what I actually wanted.
My head won't bend far enough back to give you a look.
Trying
to get
your dog.
Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey.
Right. Oh, so here's like everything to Ronda Rousey tonight. I like it.
I think a cash-in is going to happen tonight. And that goes to Chad's point on the Raw Rebuild episode that if Ronda Rousey wins, it should be a big deal.
So is it just me? Does this podcast think I should be like booking for the WWE? Like,
yes,
we're trying.
Let's.
What podcast doesn't think the members of the podcast should book the show?
I know that's what this podcast wants. They want you to be booking shows. They want me to be their NWA champion. Please donate to my GoFundMe. You can find that at Trebuchet. LOL.
I don't want.
That's not what I'm hearing. And that's not what I'm telling everybody.
AJ. Double J.
I want Flip Gordon.
Trebuchet. Exactly. How good does that sound together? Really good. Really good.
Naya, do it. Book it. It's happening.
Does anybody think Ronda Rousey's going to win the title tonight?
I mean,
I think there's a chance.
I think Ronda wins before Naya wins clean, but I don't think either of those are going to happen.
I agree.
I do think there's a chance. I'm not sure how big of a chance there is, but there's a chance.
If there weren't Money in the Bank ladder matches in this card, I would say it's one of the trickiest ones to pick.
They might just book it boring and have her win. You never know.
We'll see.
Well, and it all depends on where it actually happens in the show order. Because if it happens before the ladder match,
I might be like, if it's before the ladder match, I can call Ronda straight up.
This is one of the main events.
I don't think this little match will be last. I'm calling
it'll be up there.
Women's ladder match either opens the show or is like second or third in. Like,
that's what I'm expecting.
Very early show women's ladder match.
Yep.
Yeah, probably.
Oh God, I need to get the Wi-Fi password to get it at some point. But
That's behind the paywall as well, Nate Dogg.
I like breaking the wall, man.
Okay.
It's what Nate Yard Dogs do. For the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship, we have our returning champion, Carmella, versus Asuka!
Alright, say it with me, Nate Yard Dogg. Mella is money! Give me Carmella.
I'll give you Carmella.
Please, somebody.
And
coin,
please
that.
Don't fail me now. God damn it!
Say it with me, Nate Yard Dog. Mella is money!
I love it. Will not be the ham on an episode for a change.
It's interesting. I miss it.
How are you gonna pick your winner for the Money in the Bank matches if you're just flipping a coin?
We are going to figure this out later.
gonna roll some dice.
I just flipped the coin 3 times because there's 8 possible outcomes.
It's true. We got to find an outcome to each person.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
No, we got a math podcast going on. I'm gonna take Asuka.
Asuka!
I'm also not expecting... I'm expecting Asuka via DQ.
Yeah. You're expecting Carmella.
Why can I never spell her name right?
Asuka?
A-S-U-K.
So...
Ignore my drill.
I see it.
The garbage train, if you will, is rumored that James Ellsworth is popping up
tonight. Oh, God, no! We do not need the SmackDown mascot up in here.
Cite your source.
He's here right now.
Multiple websites.
If you're right now,
are quoting James Ellsworth.
Ooh,
we do not need the real life trebuchet.
Hey,
I think that might be a tease just to make the match more interesting.
Yeah,
nobody knows for sure. It's just speculation because he had a
tour in Europe and then he canceled.
So I'm gonna say speculation.
I'm gonna say ask about the disqualification, but I wouldn't be surprised if Carmella wins by a quote unquote clean win. where the ref doesn't see it.
It would be beautiful.
I'm thinking Asuka.
Beautiful for them to hook up at Money in the Bank where they had their highest point as a couple. I'm just saying.
That would be kind of...
Is it making you throw up in your mouth a little bit? It's so sappy.
It's making me throw up so much. Robert Air Force!
No one's ready for Asuka!
Just call me Darren Drozdoff. I'm going to make you throw up more tonight.
The hookup imagery is making me think of that, like, Tuesday, Carmella Ellsworth live sex celebration.
Oh, man.
A la Edge and Lita.
Must-see TV. And with that being said, Cody goes!
Carmella. Hell's money.
In your everyday run-of-the-mill singles match, we got ourselves Roman Reigns versus Jinder Mahal.
Give me Roman Reigns because he's the big dog. I'm going to buy a Roman Reigns t-shirt tomorrow because most of us are going to Monday Night Raw live at the Van Andel Arena, everybody. So, yes, three clap for us. One, two, three. There we go.
Who Nickelback? I'll also take.
Hey,
that was a good show.
I'll also take Roman.
Roman,
I'm also expecting because we're in Chicago tonight, right?
Yeah.
The crowd is gonna shit all over this match.
CM Punk chants all night.
Yeah, no. This match specifically, they're gonna take a big. This is gonna be German dungeon porn WWE.
They should open with
this match.
They should
open with the midgets. Don't forget the midgets.
They should open with this
match. They're not gonna end with this match, are they?
No, if they end with this match, people are gonna walk out. People will walk out.
They're travesty. Give me gender. I don't want Roman.
They should end with men's money in the bank. Or women's
gender. Robert Air Force.
Cody Jones Roman Reigns. That's ballsy. I like
and the coin said, don't hinder the gender.
I wish someone would hinder
modern day Maharaja.
You used to be all about this guy, Joe. What happened?
I'm a Roman Reigns guy since the fans don't want him. So you can just fucking
that makes
Roman
sense.
Roman Reigns for days.
You're just a contrarian with dreadlocks, aren't you?
What? Yeah.
Bobby Lashley versus Sami Zayn. Ready? Go!
What?
Lashley versus Sami Zayn.
Oh, give me Lashley. They're pushing him to the moon.
I'll take Lashley as well, and I hope this feud ends there.
Yeah, I hope this is over.
This feud is garbage.
There was nothing worth fucking seeing here. This was the worst gimmick since Edge fought Booker T over a shampoo commercial at WrestleMania.
If Lashley wins,
that's how bad this is.
This is, Meltzer's already calling this worst feud of the year.
This is gobbledygooker bad.
He's got it.
If Lashley wins, this should be the blow-off match, right? So it should be done?
Lashley's gonna win.
If there's...
But he still can't fucking act. He's a charisma black hole.
First of all, why's he gotta be like that?
Oh.
Second of all,
does that make him the anti-Hitler?
Oh.
Which is weird. This was
a mistake.
Yeah, it was give me Lashley and
I think Lashley would be much better if they turn him heel. He's not a good baby face at all.
And the coin is a contrarian and said, Sami Zayn.
Your coin is hating you.
The coin's a piece of shit.
Man.
This is the damnedest pay-per-view that I've
for the WWE Intercontinental Championship. Your defending champion, Seth Rollins, versus Elias.
I'm sorry, what does WWE stand for, Showtime?
Give me
Elias!
Give me Seth Rollins. That was not our best work. We gotta be ready for Raw tomorrow, guys.
Yeah.
We can get away with that shit tonight.
We need
tomorrow.
To have a bring it on type mind ties to sync up our cheerleading, is what we need to do.
Trebuchet!
Yes, I am going with Seth Rollins because I don't think Elias needs a title for his character to work, and I think it helps Seth Rollins more.
No, he doesn't need a title, and they're in the middle of pushing Seth with the title.
So, Robert Air Force, you've got Seth as well.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
I think you're showing your reacting.
Go who you got?
I picked Seth Rollins, but you guys would say, "Well, Elias." Sorry,
gotcha. You got Ryan.
Elias, because Seth is going to move on up on after this. Seth is giving me the main event at SummerSlam.
I'm calling Elias wins this as well.
I can see that too.
Air Force. I know what I wanted during Raw Rebuild,
but you don't get what you want.
I don't think he's gonna lose the title.
And the coin has spoken.
Oh, well done. Spoken like a true supervillain, Nate Dogg. You're on your way.
Nate, what coin are you using?
1 month.
Oh, using your chip.
Yeah.
Nice.
Gotcha. I feel like obligated.
Leave it alone.
Let's move on.
Let's move on. Let's move on.
Outside issue.
Yep.
Where we at?
He got that reference. Daniel Bryan versus Big Cass.
No way Daniel Bryan's in that one.
Daniel Bryan, because I got to pee. But not actually.
Good answer.
Daniel Bryan, because I don't have to pee.
So, Robert Air Force, did I hear Daniel Bryan?
Yes. There's no way he's in that way.
I'm going Cass. Give me Big Cass.
I said Cass last time, thinking they were pushing him, and they burned me on that shit.
I know. That's what I'm going Cass.
Going Cass again, yes. Despite my better judgment.
And the coin's on your side.
Gotcha.
I'm expecting a Cass by bullshit is what I'm expecting.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting, a garbage win out of this.
I'm with you. I feel like if they're gonna put Cass in this feud and have Bryan win over him twice,
they need to make Cass relevant. Yeah,
they're killing Cass if Bryan wins over him clean twice in a row.
Cass is done after. If Cass loses tonight, he's done.
Yeah, here's the thing though, is that the reason I'm confident in Shinsuke winning, because I don't think they would ruin Shinsuke like that, I'm not confident they're not gonna fuck Cass up. In fact, if there is one pick I may change during the night, it would be this one.
This one?
This is the one I'm not confident in.
Bring Cass back to NXT.
They've actually got a lot of like monster, like big guys in NXT right now. I don't think Cass would fit in very well.
I don't know.
Okay. Current time. For your Women's Money in the Bank ladder match. We got 8 contestants today.
Lay them on me. All of them,
let's
please.
Let's hear them all.
Please lay them on me.
One sec.
Ayo! Send your angry tweets to @TrebuchetLOL. I will be sure to not answer them.
Heyo! Ember Moon! Charlotte Flair!
Woo!
Alexa Bliss!
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Becky Lynch!
Straight fire.
Natalya! Lana! Naomi! Or Sasha Banks?
Hang on, this is a couple things I want to get out of the way right now. Right now.
Okay.
Go ahead and do your Lana things. I know you want to.
Lana is the best. Lana number one.
She sucks. Let me get out of it. Second of all, you cannot make me like Sasha Banks.
I have missed so much. This is wonderful.
Did Sasha Banks make you like Sasha Banks?
I didn't think so until a few weeks ago, and I saw something she might be able to.
It's been moved to a maybe.
I saw it happen. I was like, He saw a look on my face. He goes, "What's wrong?" I just showed him my phone on Twitter. He's like,
Told you. I love being right all the time. It's like, it's just my thing, you know? I say things and then I'm right.
All
right,
I've got Natalya.
Wow, that's a solid, solid pick.
Okay.
Give me my future ex-wife, Alexa Bliss. She's got some new ink right here.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, you can follow that. Find that on my Twitter @TrebuchetLOL. Okay.
Alexa Bliss.
I retweet all that stuff.
Alexa Bliss.
Robert Air Force?
Give me a little Miss Bliss.
But also, look for a run-in from the Riot Squad during this match. I'm expecting a Liv Morgan sighting out here.
Nah.
You want a Liv Morgan sighting.
Nah. I want a Liv Morgan sighting here in this house, like, during the pay-per-view.
And the coin has spoken!
Woo!
Charlotte Flair.
Uh-huh.
Woo! That's a good pick. She's like my third pick.
That's not a bad thing.
She's my third first pick. I just want to
check. This match happens Alexa Bliss, I'm changing.
And then it goes Lana, and then it goes Charlotte Flair.
Gotcha. Alright.
Lana was number 8.
Oh, shit, I wrote that the wrong column.
Becky Lynch is number 8.
Well, they hope they have the magic column.
They give her no push.
See,
Becky Lynch has not gotten the push.
Closer and closer to
me
right here, Dana.
It's still good. It's still good.
We got drool on it.
Don't forget the line from the pre-show. And for the final match of the night.
Oh, buddy.
The men's Money in the Bank ladder match.
Hey, those contestants on us.
Well, the lineup of this match, lineup of these matches is going to mean a lot for how it works. Predict.
Yeah, I know. It can be a few
people will be changing their matches.
And we hush the peanut gallery. Braun Strowman, Finn Balor, The Miz, Rusev, Bobby Roode.
Oh, man, that's an interesting one.
Kevin Owens, Samoa Joe, and to be determined, a member of the New Day.
Okay, Charlie,
we don't know.
Hold on, I take it back. I called you Finkel earlier. No, you are now Tony Chimmel.
Like, yeah, no, he you said.
Yeah, that is what you did right there. Congratulations. The radar, how the mighty have fallen.
The radar superstar.
Yeah, that's right on par with that. So,
man. So hey, are we doing an extra point for which one they picked
first? I think I recovered rather well.
That's what Chimmel would say.
Are we doing an extra point for which member of the New Day gets in the match? Because that seems like a prime opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah. That actually is a better tiebreaker than the Cashin. Because the Cashin will probably... One of them is going to stay.
Yeah.
I mean, they're
or we can do an extra point.
I don't have room on the paper for that!
Gotcha. Well, improvise. Improvise and overcome, Nate.
I'm probably going to be right in this, Nate Dogg.
You know what? You get out of here. Okay. You get out!
No.
You leave.
Yeah, that's right. Go hide in the bathroom.
You know what's fun about this? There's no Dolph Ziggler or, like, Drew McIntyre on this card. There's none of that. True. That is wonderful.
I mean...
That is my favorite thing about this.
I hope because you said that, Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre come out and cost the Miz the Money in the Bank.
Oh. That would be too sweet.
I am going to be so angry.
Too sweet, Miguel. Too sweet.
Oh, this is just... terrible.
Could that be the worst
match
of the night?
Who do we got for this? So first of all, our tiebreaker is which New Day.
Yeah,
gotcha. I got Xavier for that.
I got Kofi for that.
I got
one sec. This is too fast for me.
Okay.
So I got a Xavier Woods. I got a Kofi Kingston.
Yep.
Who do I got?
Xavier Woods as well.
I got a Xavier and a Xavier.
Big E.
Yeah, somebody's got to take Big E. You're wearing the New Day shirt, Ryan. I feel like you're the authority on the issue right now.
Ah.
I don't know how this coin flip's actually going to end up working. it actually worked out rather well. Kofi Kingston! Okay, that's settled.
Thank you, Kermit.
All right.
So who do we got for the Men's Money in the Bank champion?
I'll say it right now, Braun Strowman is your favorite going in. With that being said, I'm taking Finn Balor. Club all day! All day today! It's going to be club or nothing!
This is a tough one. I've got Finn as well, actually.
This is a tough one.
I'm going... I think Braun and Finn are your two favorites.
Yeah, I think so too.
I've got Finn.
You know what? I was foolishly hesitant, but with that inspiration, I'm going back with my man Finn Balor.
Too sweet, me bro. Too sweet. Too sweet!
I think it's Braun. I think this leads to
him with Balor.
I think this leads to a much needed Finn Balor heel turn as well.
With the Young Bucks sighting, maybe? Listen to Raw Rebuild. Ooh. You can hear all of the predictions that I lay down. And the things that all happen.
I feel like you guys were really proud of that episode we did last week.
I really am.
I was proud of hearing it.
Sorry about Peter Gallery in your drink there, Trebuchet.
I don't know. All right.
If Raw is winning the women's Money in the Bank, SmackDown needs a little bit of feed, which means Samoa Joe is the winner.
So, I officially hate my coin.
What did you pick?
We got
Rusev!
Happy Rusev Day, everybody!
Happy Rusev Day, happy Lana Day, etc.
It's amazing. Are we the final thoughts?
Well, what would happen if Rusev and Lana won both?
Oh,
Funny
in the bank.
That would be history.
I don't wanna.
It'd be history.
But that's why it would get people's attention.
They've been hinting about having Naomi and Jimmy Uso do it. But if Lana and Rusev did it, it would be history. It'd be the first husband-wife combination to do it. It would make Stephanie and Triple H very jealous, and they would probably enter Money in the Bank next year and do that themselves because they're like, we want that. We don't want just Rusev having that.
Gotcha.
But,
Final thoughts!
Gotcha.
Final thoughts,
Nate Dogg.
I don't go first.
No, I go last. I go.
Yeah, you go last. I only go about third to last because I have nothing relevant, so I always add in just funny comments. So we need actual wrestling content first, guys. Know how the show works!
Kind of. You're on your... How many laughs are you on right now?
Yeah,
this really is half?
Half. Oh, man, you're going to be on three by the end of the night. It's going to be really...
I will give my final thoughts here to end the feuding here. That's fine. I'm looking forward to Money in the Bank. No cash-ins today, by the way. I'm not predicting anybody's going to cash in. Check out my roast this Wednesday, June 20th. We will also be dropping a new episode of the Totally Awesome Trebuchet Awards, which is really huge. This week is going to be awesome. Sunday Night Funnies, June 24th. I'm going to be there. I'm going to hope to move on in the Woodies, which is a comedy competition. Come out, root me on, and I am Trebuchet. I'm going to be your next NWA champion. Trebuchet out.
Showtime!
I feel like 12 plugs in that, Trebuchet.
I'm going to try to like keep the plugs to a minimum. Come see his roast. It's been great. I've known you guys for about 8 months now. I feel like we've been good friends. This will be my last episode on the Undisputed Podcast Award because they're not going to be speaking to me after that roast. It's been a good run, everybody. I've also signed with Eric Bischoff, so I'm leaving. That's the surprise for the roast. Is I'm gonna come out and tell you that I'm moving to WCW. July 1st, I'm at Woody's Press Box Sunday Night Funnies. I'm gonna try to move on my redemption arc for losing funniest person in Grand Rapids.
Woo!
Other than that, I'm gonna go sit down out in the living room. I'm feeling a little funny for some reason.
Do yourself a favor and watch Dominion. There's some dope stuff on there. Jericho X, really fucking weird, and it's good times.
I want to check that out.
So watch yourself some New Japan. That's Ryan. Adios.
Robert Air Force.
Not much to say except pre-show starting. Looking forward to Money in the Bank. Don't think there's going to be any cash-ins. I don't think there's going to be any Natalia Banks chicanery.
That's a good word.
I just look forward to tonight.
Thank you, Robert Air Force.
Nate Dog.
Your friendly neighborhood Nate Yard Dog here.
Friendly neighborhood.
Actually, I got a new nickname in my other circles. I am now officially Statutory Nate.
That fits you well.
Alright, I'm back. Trebuchet. That's not a compliment, Nate Dog. Just so you know, Statutory Nate. Definitely not a compliment. Oh, man. Either way, I am excited to be back in the saddle. Here to watch some wrestling. You know what? We all know I've never had good word choice, guys. This is nothing new. I had a train of thought. It is now gone. I want more A-Train in my life. Nate Yard Dog out. Okay.
That was lovely.
That leaves me.
Oh, God.
Your current champion, Cody Go.
And have a nice day,
Bob. Hey. I'm going to retain with my picks that are unique. You see them. They're unique. It's gonna happen. I'm gonna keep this, and if it's probably gonna be a tie, and I'm gonna pick me Dean Machine. I'm gonna win that.
Good luck with that.
Even if his butt was cuter.
Tune in next week, everybody, where the episode will make a little bit more sense. I am Trebuchet. Trebuchet out.
Bye.